Hello, and welcome to Uplifted. My name is Meg Luther Lindholm, and I welcome you on this journey towards a more mindful and compassionate life. The journey isn't easy, but it is possible. We'll take it one step at a time. Today's step is called Taming the Monkey Mind. Monkey mind is a great expression that refers to the thoughts that go through our minds all the time. Like a monkey that swings from one branch to the next, our thoughts race along, often in no particular order. Do you practice meditation? I have been meditating on and off for many years now. I love the process of trying to quiet my spinning thoughts by focusing on my breath or on a word like compassion or peace or love. In this way, my mind becomes quieter and it's easier to access a feeling of internal peace. But sometimes, no matter how much I try, my mind just doesn't want to cooperate. That monkey in my brain keeps swinging through a forest of impulses that I sometimes feel powerless to control. One moment I'm focusing on my breath, and the next moment, without realizing it, my mind is off on yet another journey. I swing from thinking about the job I applied for to thinking about a friend I haven't heard from in months, and I wonder, did I say something wrong? Sometimes my thoughts flow in a sequential pattern. The thought about my friend leads to wondering about her mother, to thinking about my father. Other times my thoughts are like a waterfall. They spill haphazardly. Like a boat on choppy waters, I struggle to stay afloat as my mind plunges this way and that, seemingly under its own power. Writing in the publication Buddhist Weekly, author Josephine Nolan says, quote, "One key to calming the monkey mind is to focus on clarity, not concentration. Don't concentrate on the breath. Simply experience it with clarity. Don't concentrate on sounds. Let yourself go and experience them, closing your eyes to remove visual distraction," unquote. And don't worry about thinking while meditating either. Thinking isn't bad in and of itself. Thoughts are exhilarating and enlivening. They are the food that engages us with life. As one fellow meditator says, the mind's natural state is one of movement. We can't sit on top of our natural impulse to think and force our minds to be quiet. That isn't the point of meditation. The point is to be aware of the thoughts as they trickle or rush through us. When we can distance enough to watch our thoughts, then we free ourselves of their control over us. I don't want to berate myself for thinking. Rather, I want to watch my thoughts as they flow through me, like watching clouds float across the sky. They constantly change shape and colors. I observe as new clouds or new thoughts move through me. It can be hard to accept that we can't always quiet the mind. We want so much to feel successful in our practice. We want to feel that delicious sense of peace, our troubles receding, melting further with each breath. Yet the practice is all about acceptance. It's all about saying, "It's okay. This is just how it is today." Meditation is the practice of relaxing our expectations and accepting what is happening. Infinite patience is what our practice can ultimately give us if we can just let go and observe our thoughts without judgment. Thank you for joining me on this step of the mindfulness journey that I call Uplifted. You can find this podcast at upliftedpodcast.com. If you like it, I'd appreciate your making either a one-time or a recurring donation on the webpage for the podcast. I'm Meg Luther Lindholm. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.